Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
For the babe, she's my beauty queen.
calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call.
I'm down. life has taken control. Even these Christ forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole. Take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul. A soul I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the exclusive hot new mix.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
why,
it up
why
when you can,
it
up. When you
bat
can,
it up.
Bat 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 it up.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West. What the fuck is going on? This is Mad Monday, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's going down, you know what I'm saying? I got some folks probably gonna show up tonight. I hope they do. If they don't, fuck it. It don't matter. You know what I mean? One of the things I really want to throw out there is, man, I'm pulling for my boy DMX, man. You know what I'm saying? He's in the hospital out there in New York. And I know the cat, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't like we kick it like a motherfucker, but, you know, anytime when you get somebody in the rap industry that's somewhere maybe close to death, man, I gotta give it up for him, man. I'm praying for you, action, and man, pull through, man. Because if you pull through, nigga, the first thing I wanna do a song with you. I wanna do the first song with you, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, we got Mr. Everywhere in the house. We got JoJo Loco in the house. And
what
we got Eddie True Western, yo. Mad Monday. Was that?
I can put the old. What's going on, my folks? What's going on?
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
Man, I'm sick of my boy X, man.
Yeah, man, that's rough. That's rough, man. You know, addiction is a son of a bitch, man, you know. That's tough, though. You know, he's been fighting that demon for a long time.
You know, when it's been like, he done fought the demon, and then a demon came back. Then he fought the demon, and then a demon came back. But it's almost, I think he was talking about it a couple of weeks ago. You know, God gonna give you so many chances, and he gonna be like, all right, that's it. You fucked up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I just seen that interview they did with him, and he talking about it. He was 14 when they gave him a primo and messed him up. And, you know, he said he never bounced back since then. So.
Yeah, like, that happened to me.
That's what happened to, it happened to a lot of people that you fuck around and you, when you get that second chance, be like, all right, you ain't supposed to die right now, so you better get this shit right.
Yeah.
And you don't
get it right, man, but
God pulled the cord.
But yeah, that's a dirty trick. I remember, we thought we were smoking a joint there. They had laced it with some, you know, a caddy or a primo or whatever you want to call it.
That's primo.
But,
I'm not.
Some people have an addictive personality, but, you know, we dealing with a culture now. People, you know, they selling fentanyl and it ain't no morals, ain't no ethics in that game, man, because they just doing whatever for a profit, and they don't care what it's doing to people, you know.
But, I mean, hell, you had crack, you had regular pot of cocaine, you had some weed, and then you had the goddamn PCP, the swim. We didn't have all that shit when we was back in the day. We didn't have fentanyls and opioids and all that bullshit back then. You get what I'm saying? We didn't have all that.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing, I mean, because I sold all of that shit. And I mean, all of the mushrooms, the fucking, and I used to sit back and look at how everybody used to react to that shit. That's kind of low-key what made me stop selling it because, of course, I couldn't take it because I'm not even going to start selling all my equipment to get some fucking crack. So you start looking at all that shit. You'll be like, I was selling shit and looking at shit and crossing off my not bucket list. I'm like, no sir. No crack. Let me get that off the bucket list. No mushroom. Let me get that off my list. No motherfucking acid. Let's get that off my list. I was just going down the line. Everything that I sold, I seen how people was reacting to that shit. So I don't fuck it. I'm going to do it. You know when people say don't get high off your own supply? I wasn't gonna get high on my own supply because I seen how everybody was getting high with my supply.
Well, what makes somebody look at it as a challenge? Like, man, I think I could conquer that crack shit. It ain't gonna get me like it gets them. You know what I'm saying? What? After all these many years of research, these people still trying shit for the first time now. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is, because see, all of those addictions,
It's the first high that keep on letting them chase that first high. So you're not going to get that first high. When you got high that first time up or whatever the fuck you doing, you're not going to get the same high next time. Oh, you going to get high. You know what I mean? But you ain't going to get that first high. That's the way cocaine was. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing, you know, the people that I sold cocaine to and all of that, they was chasing that first high. They could not get that first high that they got. That first high was like, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they never got that high again. So, you know, that I'm on weed byproducts and alcohol. And I will confess to that. All the other goddamn drugs I sold, and I seen how motherfuckers was reacting to it, so that ain't for me. And I would never do it, because my high is just fine the way it is.
Yes, I agree.
My high is good just the way it is. I don't need to be no higher than what the fuck I'm high right now. I'm pretty fucking high today. I've been on something. I ain't smoked too much weed. I smoked some weed today. Nigga, I got me some beer. I ain't been this high in weeks. But I'm gonna be good. I'll drink to that. And I will drink to that. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like people got an addictive personality, right? And
yes,
people always want to take, I mean, when it comes down to what we're doing as far as music, I want to take that shit to a higher level. I don't want to take my high to no higher level. Because I'm content where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ride or roll. Ride or roll, because I don't have to get no higher. How high can you fucking get? When I see people like my son, I'm gonna throw his ass right up under the bus. He can smoke a blunt. 10 minutes later, he ready to smoke another blunt. 10 minutes after that, he ready to smoke another blunt. See, now that goes to when people do shit like that, you might want to try to get higher than what the fuck those 3 blunts just did for you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or he might be just trying to stay where he at. Because,
yeah.
I mean, he's still a young nigga. You got to give him that. I mean, that's just what we do.
I would try to stay there.
Check this out. How high can you get?
Hey, I don't know. My wife asked me, do you know yourself unhigh? I said, I don't know. I don't want to, you know. You know what I'm saying?
How high can you actually get?
You know, it's like Sweetie said, it's just balancing out. You know, you gotta, you just maintaining at that point.
Yeah, it's like I'm on my level. I'm gonna stay here.
Yeah.
It's like
you reach
okay,
your cruising
high,
altitude.
So
you know,
it'll be like,
on the
I'm
plane
high.
And you,
I'm high. Now, I think the high is coming down. So I'm gonna smoke again so I can get back to where I was. That was gone.
Like,
let me
get
back
like
to where
you get a little irritated. You know what I'm saying? You feel a little nagging.
Yeah.
People like, let me go on roll up. Because I see what these motherfuckers trying to do. They trying to be on my nerves. I'm on my level. I ain't going to let that happen. I ain't going to let you be on my nerves.
So
it's like on a plane.
Less, Y'all smoke to kill the stress.
Yeah. You like I said, when you level out, you on a plane, you can take your seatbelt out off because you reached your cruising altitude. You got past all the turbulence. Now you just at the cruise, you know.
I understand about the cruise altitude, all that, but I guess it's different for me because see, I drink beer. And then I smoke a blunt to keep myself level. So it's not like I'm not trying to over beer and I'm not trying to over smoke. So I know it's a point when I'm like level, like the plane, nigga. Is that like the plane? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I'm level. I know I'm drinking my beer so I can be on this side. And then I'm smoking the weed to be on this side, so I'm kind of leveling out type of shit. You get what I'm saying?
I like that ratio. Smoke two blunts for every beer just because it's me, because I really don't drink like that. And the older I get, like, because I'm getting older now, I'm like, damn, nigga really don't drink like that no more. Like, and I be having plans, too, these great plans, and I be like, so I'm good.
I just play that. My bad. I just play that. I'm trying to get my goddamn scruple together. But I'm just saying, it's good to be like half and half on your shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, I'm half out alcohol. Half alcohol. Half weed. I don't know.
That's a good ratio, though. Not too much of either one.
You know, it's balance. That's what my whole life consists of is balance. Half alcohol, which more likely is beer, and then half weed. So it's like two puffs of weed and probably a gang of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So for somebody like JoJo, he don't drink. So he's just one-sided. Those airplanes are going to the right all the goddamn time.
Fuck alcohol. Weed all day.
I'll be thinking I want to drink. And then until the weed gets there, and I'll be like, they be like, you still want to sip something? I'll be like, I'll take a little bit.
Hey. Because, you know, when I get in the house, when I get in the house, I be feeling like I just be floating through the house like, mm-hmm. What you need? Okay. Everything is good. You know, when I'm half and half, I don't want to be, like, too drunk or too high. I am buzzed like a motherfucker right now. I feel good as fuck. Because I'm half and half.
That's why I don't drink clearly for no more. That's clearly for how you acting up.
Oh, yeah. But if I fall off the damn chart, if I go too far left or too far right, yeah, I probably ain't going to be no good. You know what I mean? What do you think, 86?
Yeah, it's all about balance, doing everything in moderation. You know what I mean? A wise man or woman knows their limitations. That's just all to it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And you know your limitations. Because if you go somewhere, I used to be drunk and pass out and fucking clubs, everything, bro.
Yeah. And that's dangerous. I said now.
Huh? Go ahead.
I said somebody could just run through your pocket. Or just, you know, I said, what if I just fall out and bust my head, and next thing I know, I'm just looking at a casket lid for forever. Then, oh, for some damn drinking, that's a hell of a dumbass way to go out. So, you know, I said, nah, no more of that. I'm going to stop, you know what I'm saying? I know when it's enough is enough, you know.
Yeah, I did that when I used to drink a whole lot of hard alcohol. And that's what I used to do. I remember when I got my St. Ives contract. Y'all know what St. Ives is, right?
I got my
St. Ives contract. And I don't know what the fuck happened. All I know is what I used to always do was keep my money in my shoe. I would always keep enough money in my pocket. Nigga, I woke up from the bus stop. Nigga, they took my... I had my shirt on, but they took my hat, and they took the money out of my pocket. They didn't take my keys or nothing like that. But I had like $300 in my fucking shoe.
Damn.
Yeah. And that day I woke up on the bus stop, I was like, uh-uh. Nigga, it wasn't... Because I wasn't just drinking St. Ives. You know, I had St. Ives at the house, and around the corner from where we stayed, it was called After Hours. So After Hours, that means after 2 o'clock, because they couldn't serve alcohol after 2 o'clock. You go to After Hours, if you got a $5 fifth of Hennessy or a $10 fifth of Hennessy, you just had to pay double the price. So if it was a $10, man, I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but I was just walking around the hood on some crazy shit. And I woke up on the bus stop. Them motherfuckers took my St. Ives hat. I had about $12 in my pocket. They took that. They didn't take my key. But I had about $200-$300 in my shoe. And when I woke up, I was like, what the fuck? Have you ever just been somewhere? Even though you supposed to be there, you could be at your brother's house, your sister's house, your cousin's house, or anything like that, and you just wake up, and when you first wake up, you be like, where the fuck am I? Oh, I'm at my sister's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I did that, man. I played tic-tac-toe with my car keys on my damn door. I was on the passenger side trying to get in my car, and I couldn't see the goddamn hole. My eye was just trumped tight, and I'm just up there just scratching the damn side of my damn car door like tic-tac-toe board trying to find the keyhole. I got up the next day, I'm like, damn, what bitch didn't scratch my goddamn car all up, my homeboy? That was you, dog. You embarrassed us, man. I'm out here and I threw up on yourself, and I said, give me the keys, and you steady trying to get in the car, keying your shit up, and I'm just like, damn, man, he's scratching all his paint up. I got up the next day, I'm like, god damn, motherfucker, shit. Damn, I got to, that's when I stopped, man. I was like, man, that's enough. I keyed my own shit up.
I live around a quarter from where I'm at right now when my boy John Beats, he stayed like a door across from me, and this lady name is Connie, she stayed in the middle of it. She was cool as fuck. I remember I got so fucked up the day I got off the tour bus. Hopefully my boy RX called tonight. And when I got off the tour bus, I went down to John Beats' house. I got so fucked up, and I had on these Nikes. I had on these Jordans, right? And when I woke up, because I remember when I got to my door, I bammed on the door, and my wife didn't sleep like a motherfucker. And I was putting every key in that goddamn keyhole. I could not put that key in the keyhole. And I finally opened the door. Then now I got to open another fucking door. So now I'm sitting out there, and the light wasn't on. The light wasn't on, so I'm pissed off. So I'm bamming on the door. I'm trying to find my keys. So finally my wife opened the door. So the next morning, you know, I stepped outside. And I looked in Miss Connie's yard that was next door to us, in between me and John Beats. And all I seen was Nike signs. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it seemed like I was just walking around that tree all night. It was just Nike signs. or Jordan sign all the way around that fucking tree.
That's funny.
And I walked out my door. I got this fucking hangover, and I'm looking, and it seems like I was walking around in circles. A lot of times, I can't say all night, but I walked around that tree a gang of times because it was just a whole lot of Jordan signs just going all around that fucking tree. And I was like, all right. So now you know, when you do something fucked up, the first thing you do is try to remember what you did fucked up. So that's what I was doing. I was sitting up there, well, okay. Okay, I left John House. I got off the tour bus. My son went home. So I'm thinking about everything after the tour bus. He was like, oh, you got off a tour. We started drinking all these fucking drinks. And I was like, I'm going home. And that's the only thing I remember. But when I woke up the next morning, I had a whole lot of goddamn Air Jordan signs going all around that tree. Like, I walked around that tree like 30 times. I like, I'm over it.
Okay.
Yeah. But see, ever since then, I've been cool. I've been like, I'm not getting ready to not remember what the fuck I did the night before. Y'all niggas
see,
know. Y'all done
I heard a lot of stories like that. That's why I don't be drinking that much. And I done cursed a few people out. You know how, like, it's just something about being that inebriated that just makes you be like, fuck this, I got something to say and I'ma say it, and I ain't gonna be mad until I get it off my chest.
Yeah,
but it's see, that you know, curse. Some women don't do as much as men do, cause I know every man on this motherfucker that got to a point that they got drunk and couldn't remember what the fuck they did last night. And then you sit up there and wake up and go, what the fuck did I do?
I was like, how the fuck I wake up next to her? Lord, Jesus. But you better not tell nobody.
Yeah, hey, man. I woke up one time with my glasses had grease all in and my afro had nothing but cheese eggs all off, and I done fell straight off of my damn buffet plate, man. Went to sleep. Woke up. Oh, man. They're like, what the fuck, brother?
Let me go ahead and fluff them up.
No. It's cold.
You can't wake up. Don't wake up with eggs in your afro.
Yeah, man.
That's not worse. And cheese, too.
Oh, no.
I woke up by the cleanup crew in the club, man. They like, hey, here go your pictures, man. I took, like, two pictures with these girls. The girls, they told me, like, 2 weeks later, man, you went to sleep in my lap. I couldn't even get up and dance to my song. You laid out my lap, and I was just sitting up there just keeping you company because you were just gone. And I woke up that night. I remember the cleanup crew was like, hey, bro, we got to walk you to the car. They had the flashlights. I'm like, man. And I went out there in my car, the only car in the parking lot except there. That's the guy. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, man. And I know I went to sleep in the club about 1. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting out, birds chirping, sun coming up. I'm like, oh, goddamn, man. Went in my car and laid down and went to sleep till like 11 before I even leave about the club parking lot. And like, man, I don't even drink no more.
Hey, see, and that's the thing right there. That's that. Nigga, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and really express yourself because you say, I can't do that. Just think on how many things could have went bad when that shit happened. You could have fucked around. You could have got fucking killed, everything. Yeah. You okay, I'm over that. I'm over that. And that's what it was.
You could have woke up with your ass greased.
Oh, you been like,
what, I'm going to go back to what,
That was back in the day, though, because, hey, you know, people trying to get back around to caring about each other like that more, but the fact that people let you actually sleep that shit off long enough, like, you know, we went through a time where we ain't had that type of sensitivity, because a couple people let him sleep it off, like, let him sleep it off, don't wake you up, type of thing.
But you know it's women.
We go out and you get drunk. I'm a designated driver, so everybody getting home safe.
Nigga, I'm telling you, it was been some designated drivers, nigga, and I woke up in the morning in the Army Corps in the daytime looking around like, what the fuck happened? So did when I get in the house and I'm asking them like, well, goddamn it, what happened? Oh, well, you wasn't sleeping in the club. You did this, you did that. We got your ass to the car, and you wouldn't get out the car when it was time to go in the house, and you just in the car. After then, when I start realizing I can't realize what the fuck happened the night before, I was like, all right, let me calm this shit down.
Yeah, man.
That's what I say, like, back to what Sweet Pea was saying about cussing somebody out or taking, you know, saying what's on your mind when you drunk. But see, it probably was on your mind already, but you don't hold back after that liquor get in you. That's why, you know it's the liquor, so it's a liquor, it's a beer, wine, and spirit. So that, telling you right there, them spirits, that alcohol is a substance that it opens up a portal that, I don't know, I guess it let the real you that's inside come out or whatever, because people be like, you did this and that last night, and you be like, man, the hell no, I don't, uh-uh. And it's you. They got plenty of video now.
Yeah, that you just seen on video.
Be so ignorant, like if I know what I sound like, I know the type of stuff I say. If somebody say something back to me, I know if I said it or not. So I'd be like, damn, I'd be like, why? I'd be like, well, what happened though? Well, what happened? I'm like, what is the build up of event, you know, to make me get to all this? I'm like, well, I don't need nothing to enhance anger or nothing that's going to make me even more angry. Well, yeah, if I'm going to I'm going to lean the other way.
If I'm already mad, I'm getting ready to let you know anyway. Now, if I drunk too much, I'm gonna give it to you twice as hard. You know what I'm saying? I already know that, but that's something that I know that I can remember. But when I used to do shit and couldn't remember what the fuck happened, that started getting bad.
Yeah.
And if y'all don't lie, give us a call, 323-642-1597, and give us your drunk story, because I got a million of them, but I ain't gonna tell y'all all of them.
Y'all ever had a homegirl that used to get drunk and cry? That's another reason why I don't like it. Because if you got men with females, I'm like, these bitches need to smoke, okay? Because they gotta relax. They gotta get out the ceiling.
Like, I used to have homeboys get drunk. My homies used to get drunk and cry.
Yeah,
then you gotta go and grab them and pat them on their shoulder like, it's all right, homie. But my mama, you know what I'm saying? My daddy, he wasn't there, you know, and you just patting them on the shoulders. It's going to be all right, man. You done grew up this long, and ain't never been one of them crying drunk motherfuckers.
Oh my
God.
I had a whole girl like that every time. But it be the happiest motherfuckers. That's why I don't look at people the same, because I done seen so much shit in my life. When people be being happy like that all the time, don't interrupt them.
I was a happy drunk.
You know what I'm saying? But like,
yes,
when people
happy.
Be happy, go lucky all the time for no reason. When she be fucked up and they still be happy, that's the person you don't want to see when they upset. It's like, let them be happy. It's so happy.
Nigga, the happiest drunk was the worst drunk. Because they be happy, they just be having fun. All of a sudden, they just go straight climb on your ass. I don't know why every time you fuck me up. I'm telling you. Happy drunk. Happy drunk was the worst drunk.
What y'all want to do? All y'all, what y'all want to do? And you're like, damn, I'm with this motherfucker. He trying everybody in the club. Man, I got to pull up this morning. I hit him over here.
Yes,
I'm about to wake him up in the morning. Hey, man, what happened? Man, I knocked your ass out, so they didn't. Shit, we better fight everybody in the club. I got to talk like that. He gets drunk everywhere. What you looking at? You so ass, bitch. And I'm like, oh, man, shut up. Next thing I know, we like eight dudes and us, and he drunk, and I'm like, man, it's just me. And I'm like, look, man, y'all, let's give him a pass, man. Y'all sue me in the morning.
Sue me in the morning.
We're going to set the club up if I got to, but I stop taking him anywhere I go. I'm like, man, I can't take you, man. Every club we go to, you getting into it, you go to a bar and grab somebody else's beer, start drinking it. Shaking their hand, talking to them, reach over there, grab their beer, start drinking it. Like, hey, dude, that's my beer you drunk. Oh, my bad, man. You buy another one. Yeah, and I told him, hey, man, we can't do it like this. We gonna shit. Get ourselves killed.
Well, you
so
know this is pre-corona. You can't be doing
it.
Yeah,
he didn't know what I'm talking about, man. He know my partner. I said, I can't take you nowhere, man. You gonna have to get me killed. I'm gonna have to kill everybody trying to save your ass. I'm like, hell no.
No. I don't play that. That's like, you know, somebody go and pick a fight with a giant. They come up running back trying to get you all riled up to get it coming in, and then you run over there and hell, I mean, you done mess with this dude, old lady, and did this and that, and I don't get involved in everybody's shit, nope.
Yeah, but I used to have people call me, hey, man, come get your boy, man, he laying out in the grass over here, and I'm laying out in the grass. Look over there, see a little red ball cap on, his white T-shirt, and a little gold chain. Hey, man, come on, man.
That's even worse shit when you got a partner that's always, it's always the one. And then I used to be that one friend, too. Like, they would always call me. They would people be like, they be like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't fuck with what's her name, you know what I'm saying? But I know that's your homegirl, and they going to get on her ass out here, you know what I'm saying? So I was just calling to let you know I don't fuck with her, but I fuck with you, sweet pea, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, here we go with some more bullshit.
Hey, I would say it was some crazy shit. My cousin and them, they was performing at this club in Victorville, not too far, be about 30 miles from here. And I rode with this, my nigga Chill C, my nigga KD. And I know, see, we used to always get some Captain Morgan, and then, you know, we drink some Captain Morgan or something before we go in the club. But I didn't want to miss my cousin in performance. So I was like, well, let me go on here. You and KD, y'all go on and drink some more Captain Morgan. So I'm going to go in the club, give me a drink, and I'm going to chill. So I was sitting at the table, and an old girl came, one of the little bartenders, they came, and she, I got a drink. So I drank the drink. So I'm calling them on the phone like, nigga, where y'all at? Y'all still outside? Yeah, we still outside. We getting ready to come in there. So anyway, I started talking to this other little chick, and I was like, look, I got to go to the bathroom. Can you watch my drink for me? She was like, yeah, I'll watch your drink for you. As soon as I walked in the bathroom, there were three white dudes coming out. And the first white motherfucker that came out said, get out of my way, nigga. Nigger. He put the ER on it. But I said, what, cuz? And I was about to take off on him. And two white boys grabbed me as boys. So now I'm irritated like a motherfucker. I'm like, I'm about to take off on this white cat for calling me a nigger. And I got two white boys trying to hold me. Well, nigga, I'm fucking livid. Start slinging them motherfuckers all around the goddamn bathroom. And then one of the white boys grabbed me like, no, he just fucked up. Man, you know, you got to forgive him and shit like that. So, you know, I was like, all right, I ain't tripping. I went to the bathroom, and I went back to my drink, and I called them motherfuckers. Here they come. What's up, Scratch? Everything good? Nah, motherfucker, because if y'all would have been in here with me, this white boy called me a nigga, and two white boys just fucking grabbed me. After I slung their ass around trying to get to the motherfucker that called me a nigga, they was like, no, he just fucked up. But the whole thing about it is, if y'all bitch-ass niggas would have been in there with me, this would have never had happened.
See, that's the difference between y'all and us, because we go to the bathroom together, and y'all be talking about us, but it be the, like, stuff like that. You never know when somebody want to try you in the bathroom with that middle school bullshit.
But women, that's been women forever. That motherfucker been like, oh, we just ready to go powder our nose.
And I didn't know bitches was really cokeheads either. I didn't know that's what that meant. And they used to say it all on TV and everything.
That one, I remember that song, Meeting in the Ladies Room. I should be like, yeah, what the? And I got a boy, I said, man, I was shocked.
We had a girl on the show when we did the show like fucking 5-6 years ago. Remember we had a girl, the Meeting in the Ladies Room?
Mm-hmm.
We had her on the show.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. But that was, you know, that was part of that culture, man, the thing. I mean, it's not one of them. I could never just look at somebody and be like, oh, they cook good. I've seen some people nose stay running, but the average person just be functioning, and they just don't never know.
We couldn't just say the motherfuckers are doing coke because they nose is running or.
Sideways, y'all. If your nose always stopped up, but you don't take no motherfucking Benadryl, because I always take Benadryl. I be itching and shit. If I don't ever see you take no Benadryl, I'm going to be like, the nigga probably on that shit, but he cool, though.
you'll be saying that to me all day. Cause my wife be like, you want the Benadryl? I'll be like, mm-hmm.
Nah, I know you be tripping.
I don't
know you got
no. I'm fucking with no. Because you know what? Benadryl made me sleep. Fuck.
What Benadryl is like, man, that shit, I be telling people, you want to get fucked up, take a Benadryl before you smoke a blunt. Because, like, sometimes I be trying to get fucked up and don't get fucked up like that, man. Just on any Wednesday afternoon, I eat the wrong thing and start itching. And have to take that shit and be in this bitch. I missed a couple radio shows last week fucking with Benadryl and allergies and stuff.
I don't fuck with no Benadryl. She be like, I don't know why you just be acting so fucking. Why don't you just take a Benadryl? You'll be all right. I ain't taking no fucking Benadryl. Because that shit made me sleepy all the time. I was in the studio. I took the Benadryl. I couldn't even push the last goddamn button. I was sleep. Them over like, scratch, you all right? Oh boy, fucking Benadryl.
That's how them damn, I take the melatonin. That's how the melatonin do my ass. Yeah.
No, the tamazepam. The doctors describe it as tamazepam, man. You take that stomach-gun shit, you go to sleep on Sunday, you'll wake up on the following Sunday and tell the preacher you done missed a week. Yeah, shit, man, this damn tamazepam had you going for like 24 hours. I told that doctor, I can't take this. Said, oh, you got to take this. You got sleep apnea. I'll be up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Me and Scratch still be up. I can't go to sleep till about 5 o'clock every night. So I was like, shit, man. I told him, I can't take that stuff, man. That's the hell you sleep the whole day, 24 hours.
Hey,
I didn't tell y'all that part. That's another reason why I sleep like that. I have problems sleeping, too. So, like,
me too.
Like, it's... Naturally, I go to sleep at night, you know, because I smoke weed and stuff. But, like, if I don't smoke, like, I won't act crazy or really be tripping outright or nothing, but I won't sleep. That's the difference. Like, I will not sleep. It'll be, like, 3 or 4 hours, and I do all the same shit. Don't be nothing wrong with me. I just can't sleep, and I get irritated after a while, but I get irritated.
I'm going to tell you how fucked up my sleep is. Scotty got here day before yesterday. I called him. I said, where you at? He said, I'm out here. He came at 11. So when he got here after checkout, like 11, no, he got like 3 in the morning. Scotty got here like 3 in the morning. And he got to the studio about 10:30, 11. That nigga left at 7 this morning. So just imagine the fuck, the way I put, this nigga's a cyborg. That's why I call him cyborg. Cause that motherfucker don't sleep. I'm trying to sleep and this nigga trying to work. I'm like, goddamn, what work is he doing? 24 hours.
Yeah. I seen you still up, Scratch. It was 7 o'clock my time, and I seen you still up. But I took me about a 2-hour nap, and I woke back up at 6. And I'm like, damn, man. Like, damn, Scratch up.
I'm still deep up. Nigga left here about 6:50, 7 o'clock this morning. I ain't been asleep yet. Thank you, Cyborg. But we actually trying to make something happen. What we going to do is, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do. Get to all these. What I'm going to do is, y'all got my email, kingscratch@gmail.com, as far as all of us. Emails, because Saturday we gonna have the screening of How the West Was Won on Saturday. So I gotta get all y'all, and I gotta get y'all to register, and we actually gonna try to do some kind of raffle for everybody who ain't in our circle, you know, so they could go on and win some downloads so they can see it. So, you know, kingscratch@gmail.com. That's for all of us. You know, I know who you guys are, but everybody else, we going to try to have a raffle between now and Friday because it's happening on Saturday. We going to try to raffle off some of those, you know, those links so everybody can. It's going to be something that y'all got to, you know what I'm saying? So y'all got to get pretty, put on y'all best clothes. You know what I'm saying? If that's what y'all want to do, or y'all can be raggedy as fuck, it don't matter. You know? So it's going to be a video thing, you know what I'm saying? So I said,
I pulled up on that Versus last night. I'm going to be ready with my smoke, my drink.
Yeah. I send y'all the link. Y'all gotta do is register with just your name, you know, and the password. They gonna send you the link, and they gonna give you your own private number when Saturday roll around. All y'all gotta do is hit that link, and then put the number that they give you in there, and you'll be right here. And I wasn't gonna, I ain't gonna try to give everything away, but it's gonna be a whole lot of cool celebs up in there. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be good. I gotta figure out how many, but all of us is good. So I'm gonna make sure that everybody on the True West Radio, we good. You know what I mean? But it's gonna be a few more extras that we're gonna try to go like Wednesday or Friday. We're gonna try to raffle off to everybody because I already know all of y'all is good. And it's only five right now, so you know. And y'all can't share the number because y'all gonna have your own unique number in order for you guys to log in. It's getting ready to go back. I can't wait. Yeah. But y'all gonna see some people on there. Y'all gonna be on there with some people that, you know, we got mega celebs that's gonna be on there. And we'll all be able to talk and, you know, and all that stuff. But it's like a video chat thing. So you don't want to show your ugly ass face, don't get on it.
Oh, it's a video chat.
No, it's gonna be a bigger. It's like they call it a webazone or something. It's almost like Zoom, but it's gonna be a lot of people. And then we got the panel, you know, people on the panel that's getting ready to, you know. Actually, we're gonna be. It's getting ready.
I might have to have a drink this on that night.
Go ahead. I don't give a shit because I'm going to be fucked up that
I'm
night.
I'm excited because y'all been working on this. We was on that lady radio station almost, I think. Because y'all been doing this a long time.
Yeah, but this is going to be the like I said, this is gonna be the preview of How the West Was Won, what we've been doing for like what, fucking 4 or 5 years?
That's what I said since we at that what's that? It was We Talk Radio where I met y'all.
With KSD then.
But y'all was working on that way back then. So it was that's what I'm saying, it was a long time ago when y'all started working on this. I remember it.
Yeah, and this is just a preview. The preview was like 1 hour 40 minutes. But that's just a preview because we got 9 or 10 hours of it. So this is just a preview. So we just giving you 1 hour 40 minutes of it. But the whole thing is about 10 hours. So we might be dropping. You know, after this, we can maybe be dropping like hour, 2 hours, all the way up to 10 hours worth of stuff. So it's just, it's wild as fuck. But that's going to happen on Saturday, so I'll make sure, you know, all y'all, like I said, kingscratch@gmail.com, make sure I got everybody's email on here right now. And I know who is who. So all y'all motherfuckers out there listening, trying to see if y'all can sneak y'all's emails in. It ain't cracking. Because I know who I'm going to give it to. And then we get ready to do on Wednesday and maybe Friday, we're going to see if we could kind of raffle off some of these numbers. Because on Wednesday, even tonight, we might say something that, if you guys are actually listening, we might fuck around. And if y'all can remember what we said, even though I know y'all dumbass motherfuckers can go back. Nah, y'all ain't too dumb. If y'all could go back and listen to Shit After the Night and see what we said. But we're going to ask a couple of questions to people out there, and then we'll actually give you guys a free slot to watch How the Westerns Won documentary, you know, the preview. So we're gonna make it happen. And if y'all got some suggestions, let me know.
Oh, I got a question, because I just said some facts, some knowledge. So, yeah, I know what my question going to be. I'm going to ask them, what is the name of the radio station that we all started on, that I started on? That's what was going to be my question for whoever called in.
You know what I always ask? When is my birthday?
Oh, come on, man. That's
too easy.
No.
No,
man. That's
cheesy.
Because if they act like they don't know,
I'm y'all, people don't know my birthday. Hey, I've been everywhere. You know my birthday?
No.
I do.
Oh, okay.
86.
Yeah. Huh?
You know my birthday?
You got robbed. You got robbed. That's all I'm gonna
say. It ain't I got robbed. I continue to get robbed.
You continue lifelong. No, hey, I know moms wasn't too happy like that, and I gotta get up and go take go over here.
God damn it, I had to go to a party.
You couldn't wait it. Yeah.
Okay.
Day,
I'll give you a different one. When is my daughter's birthday?
No, damn. Don't tell me y'all hit on the same day.
No, I give you a hint. It's the day before.
That's what I thought.
My daughter's birthday is the day before mine.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If it was in my house, my mom round off to the nearest whole holiday.
Hey,
I know how that shit feels. I'm two days after Christmas.
You just gave everybody goddamn blessing today.
I kind of almost slipped and gave it away myself.
No, this ain't gonna say my birthday is 2 days after Christmas. You just fucked up. My birthday is on Christmas.
I'm saying, you know what I mean? Christmas, too. I'm like, you know what? I was fucking
You fucked it up, Joe. Joe Tablet.
You know what I mean? No, but you know what I mean? I got presents just on Christmas. I didn't get presents on my birthday.
Yeah. And my birthday, and my, I might as well tell you, my daughter's birthday is on Christmas Eve. 12 minutes, she would have been born on my birthday.
Damn.
Okay. Now we gotta think about some more goddamn questions. You fucked it up, Jojo. Thank you, Jojo. I was trying to fuck around him. I ain't got no claps and no booze or nothing.
Goddamn, Jojo, you done turned into the Steve Harvey of the versus battle. You done messed it up.
Why they going in on Steve? I ain't seen it. What the hell Steve done did?
Hey, he had a story when the song came out. Yeah, back then, 73, I was in the college, and I got a grandpa gave me a card, and this album, they said, oh, that didn't come out on that album. Steve said, no, they came out on this album. Oh, okay.
Man, it was the part when he started crying for me. And the people that comments was like, Steve, it's all of us right now. And I looked at him, and he was sitting over there crying.
He going to be on Dr. Phil next week.
I'm going to be on Dr. Phil. And he got to sing some Isley Brothers, and he had to sit down and share his chair after he got the pain.
Oh, that was the shit that happened last night, the Verses?
Yeah, the Verses battle.
I didn't even see that shit. I got to go and
watch
that shit.
No, he was crying while it was going on because Ronald Isley let him sing.
That nigga was reminiscing back into his childhood.
Yeah. That joker was going on that Ciroc. He was full of it on that Ciroc. That joker felt bad. He said, yeah, man, that was 1973. That album came out. Man, they said, no, that song wasn't on that album. That song was on this album. He said, what? That song was on that album. He said, no.
Thinking that you know, since you thought that you knew, motherfucker, I'm gonna watch that shit. I'm gonna watch that shit. Soon as the show is on.
Me and
86, we argued one time. I kept thinking St. Louis is in Ohio. I'm like, man, we argued. No, it's not. He's like, yeah, St. Louis is in Ohio. You don't know what you're talking about. I've been with him for like 2 years straight. I was ready to put my crop on the line.
I put everything I love, nigga. St. Louis in Ohio, nigga. What? Oh, y'all motherfuckers, boy. I love y'all, nigga, so much. Y'all so fucking funny. Man, I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you, y'all just gave away the whole goddamn thing. Now I got to fuck around and figure out what else. This shit work. All right. We got our shit back. Yes. Let's see. I love this motherfucker right here, man. I will get a motherfucker I love some dap. We're going to jump into a couple of songs. We got about 45 minutes left. I love this nigga right here. He don't know who it is. Check it out, True West Radio. If you guys, hey, Mad Monday, if you guys don't look damn thing, y'all call us, man. Y'all call us. 323-642-1597. Stop being little hoes and bitches and hit us up. You know what I'm saying?
They only have a good ass time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, don't listen to JoJo. JoJo just fuck everything up every time. Here go my nigga, check this out.
And I hate to make this like a sad story, but it's real. Cause this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal, I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school. Instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's there. Bad white. I mean, all right, let's stop. I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Man, wanna see some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival. Get the hold of a rifle and he vows to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ending up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise.
tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over.
Pillar or take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need a drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I may get in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, it got me like,
let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over? Because I'm putting in work and no one cares. The way I feel, we ain't going nowhere. Can you tell me it's over?
Cardiac arrest, better call your doctor stat. Where you at? I'm on the west side, half faith.
four fry, in the cut, make the cheese, putting in eight, making more than five D's. Cash out, hustle till I pass out, always on the paper route, on the paper chase, running shit, always coming in first place, in your face, you fucking with a G that's uppercase, not lowercase, you should erase all your shit, cause you taking up too much space, yeah.
We working 9 to 5, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind, yeah, so who gon' ride or die, fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom life, man, we could all fly. We working 9 to 5, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom life, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom life, man, we could all fly.
Man, man, I was killing that shit, man. But check this out. Man, I got my boy RX, man. I'm going to play one of his joints, and I'm going to bring him in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So this is my nigga RX, man. I know RX. Here we go. I think we're going to go.
Yeah, it's hard to forget my love. Hard to forget my love.
I'm just focused on trying to be the best me. I live my life worrying and stress free. I swear I gotta let go of some old habits. Procrastination, I'm a pro at it. My chick always bitching, we always going at it. All the finer things in life, I'm pissed off that I don't have it. I don't wanna do shit lately, just drinking smoke, drove like an addict. Got my feet wet, Nary beat Jeff, I toe tagged it. I've been slacking lately, my chick she been acting crazy. Like she had rabies, cause all these bitches wanna have my baby. Got these women wet, it's a tsunami that happened in Haiti. Floor door, Bezza Coco was back in the 80s. I'm back like I'm shady, and I ain't never gonna change. Probably ride till I'm 80. Shit, if I live that long, but it's good, yeah. If not, they probably still gonna sing my song. Like I know, yeah, I know, I know. Yeah, I know I should care more, but I don't. Yeah, I told her I'd call, but I won't. I'm getting high to forget my lord, yeah. Like I know. Yeah, I know I should get more, but I don't. I'm getting high, so forget my lows, yeah. Lately, I've been up in slack mode. Waking up angry, acting like a fucking asshole. My cash low like facts, bro, I'm mad, bro. I'm bitter, I wish I had more. I know I should be getting to it instead of sitting back, blowed on my tummy hungry, but I spent my last money on a half full. Yeah, I'm still reminiscing my last soul. Was getting paid and getting good brain from bad hoes. I got some accolades in the rap game, but I never made 100 racks though. And Laura, why you never give me what I asked for? Lately got me feeling like fuck it, and I'm trying to get bills like Buffett. But I'm 27 years old, but I'm still in a bucket. And it's complicated, I hate it, but sometimes it's life, I really love it. It's complicated, I hate it, but sometimes I really love it. It's life. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know I should care more, but I don't. Yeah, I told her I'd call, but I won't. I'm getting high. So fuck it, I'm making music just to make you love it. Straight shooter, if it ain't my money, get my liquor. I ain't chasing nothing, smoking this grape, ape, I'm blunted. And if it ain't Ray Ray, hey man, I ain't afraid of nothing. Yeah. You better listen closely, I know Wookie got my back and I'm freeway brick lil' homie. So I ain't gotta worry about having it still on me. Got a bunch of people around me, but still I feel lonely. Never been a shooter or a loudmouth, but I keep this kill on me. Smoking this cookies, man, and it's mixed with a little OG. Breathe weed like it's oxygen, it's killing me slowly. That fake smile on your face, about as real as emojis. I don't feel that it's phony. Yeah, I was with the same chick like 5 years. It's crazy and she still didn't know me. But I'd rather have 4 day ones than a fake million homies. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know I should care more, but I don't. Yeah, I told her I'd call, but I won't. I'm getting high to forget my lows, yeah. Like I know. Yeah, I know I ain't shit. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know I should care more, but I don't. I'm getting high to forget my lows,
yeah. To forget my lows.
To forget my lows, yeah.
My lows, yeah. forget my load? How'd you forget my load? To forget my load? Yeah, how'd you forget my load? Oh,
niggas hate to see you coming. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. Talking about nothing, cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you could be me making tracks?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit, I don't wax?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People gotta hit because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with.
Yeah.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
One beer, two beers, three beers, four. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leave and tell a war story, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you made me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit that be speaking. I got them whack brews, got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then 9 times out of 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man,
again, pulling up in my driveway with the music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Peeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't want to hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past.
Right.
You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. Bad Monday. You know what I'm saying? We up in this motherfucker. If y'all online, hit us up 323-642-1597. Before I bring all my niggas in, I gotta bring in my boy RS. RS, what's happening, man?
Yo, King Scratch, what's happening, man? True West Radio. Y'all know what time it is. What's going on?
Hey, y'all, this is my boy RX, man. We was on the American Gangster Tour. You know what I'm saying? They actually set us the fuck down.
Yeah, that was big business, man. No corporation rap. Real spitters.
They were like,
real bars.
No, y'all motherfuckers can't put y'all bars out here. When we was on that damn tour, they were like, ah, y'all got too many bars. Y'all got to leave.
Yeah, hey, big homie, before I forget, that track you played for I Know go fucking crazy. I need a verse on a remix. Mandatory.
I Know?
No, the record that you had spinning before I Know.
I think it was
you and L Gates maybe, but you was on the second verse and y'all had some crazy cadences on that, bro. That, like, real connect. Motherfuckers don't understand how hard it is to really do that and do it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna let all my people in right now. My JoJo Loco, he's True West Entertainment.
And then yo, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah. Then we got 86 up in the building. We got the home girl.
What's that?
You know what I'm saying? That sweet peasy.
Yes, sir.
I call it sweet peasy. And then we got Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustle Never Sleep, and all the other shit he be saying, because I can't say it.
The Trump ambassador.
But anyway, y'all, that's my boy RX, man. We just played this song. I don't know what the fuck song I played before that. I think it was
probably
you
was rapping fast. Out or something on the hook.
You was rapping fast as hell on that. That shit was dope.
Yeah, he's snapping, bro.
Was it me?
Big bars.
Yeah, I played with myself. Oh, I hate to see you coming.
No, it was
before that.
You saying something about Work It Out on the hooks, which I was just going like, almost like a, it reminded me a little bit of like a Bone Thug cadence, but it was y'all was both bitches on that.
I think that was 86, wasn't it?
No, you played one more after that. I think it was you and your son on
there. What's up? Yeah, it was a joint right before I Know.
Before I played those song, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I need a remix first, brother.
I don't know, cause I have to really sit here and think about it because I got three brain cells, so I was already fucked up anyway. And I forgot. Hold on, we got Mr. Everywhere, man. I'm sorry, you was way up at the top. I didn't even see you. I'm sorry, I didn't let you in. So we got Mr. Everywhere up in here, but that's my boy RX, man. We was we were doing the American Gangster tour. We ran into a whole lot of stuffs in the road.
Indeed, to say the least. Motherfucking hey, 20 troopers firing squad pulling up on us in New Mexico on a tour bus.
Yeah.
We trying to get home. We just want to go home.
We just want to go home. And
put y'all in a new home.
Man, they was trying to put us in the ground hole because I'm gonna tell you. First of all, the motherfucker wouldn't sell me no beer. I woke up and I went to the Walmart where the tour bus would stop. They didn't want to sell me no beer. So I went off in the Walmart. I finally got my son. My son finally bought some beer. And we went back to the tour bus. So we sitting in the parking lot. And the motherfuckers came from everywhere, bro. Nigga, they had RX, what was the old girl name?
Miss Toy.
Put your back into it, Miss Toy.
You can do it, put your back into it record with Ice Cube. Yeah, we had
Big
Mike on the
Inglewood.
Big Mike on the tour.
Inglewood.
Yeah. So they had everybody up the tour bus, and I was the only one in the back. And I wouldn't get off the bus. And my son came back there. He was like, "Dad, the police out there, they got their guns." And I was like, "I'm not getting off this motherfucker." So finally my son said, Dad, just get off the bus, right? So as soon as I get off the bus, nigga, I had all them red dots all over my fucking shirt. And look, RX, it was you, Miss Toy, the other girl, son.
Yeah, the homie Glace Conway. Shit, your son was there. Big Mike. Shit, it was gonna be dope,
like,
bro.
And I was like, if y'all don't get them fucking dots on my fucking chest.
And backstory, everybody, just so y'all can know where we at. So we had to cut the tour short after 3 dates because Freeway Rick Ross is basically what the tour was about. But then it was me, it was King Scratch, Ill Gates, Young Bleed. Who else do we have? Big Mike, Miss Toy. So basically it got cut short because Rick Ross couldn't, and Freeway Rick Ross, not the corporation rap, the real Don, you know what I mean? Freeway couldn't come out because he was on parole and the tour was called the American Gangster Tour. So they just didn't approve it. So we went from doing 3 dates or 40 dates to 3 dates. And, you know, no one was getting paid. So the tour bus company don't want to take us home. This shit was crazy, man.
Wow.
So old boy calls the police and says that we kidnapped them, the tour bus driver, and then tries to play it off. When all these fucking people pull up like, oh, he don't know what's going on. This shit was fucking out of a movie, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when I stepped up the tour bus, I had so many dots on my chest. I said, "If y'all don't get them fucking dots on my goddamn chest." And they were like, Are you the one in charge?" I said, "Yeah."
Yeah, I'll tell you this much. They got a lot of time, those police out there in New Mexico. So don't fuck around. If you in New Mexico, smoke blood in a hotel, do your shenanigans, you know what I'm saying, on your lonely.
Yeah, because they was gonna take the bus and leave us in New Mexico, remember?
That's right.
And I told everybody, I said, don't worry about it. I'll pay for everybody's room and we'll just kick it and we'll figure this shit out tomorrow. It was a cool ass tour, but I remember when we got to I forgot what the fuck we got to. We wasn't even at 618 yet. And they were like, "Well, we have to sit here for a while until the bank opens so we can put some gas in the bus." And I was like,
"Oh,
man,
right on the way there." I forgot about that.
And remember, I was like, "Man, fuck that. I got the gas here. Put the gas in the bus so we can keep it moving." So
and keep
crazy.
In mind, big homie, you've been doing this shit for 20 years. So I was 19 at that time, bro. So that was like the biggest shit I had ever done. I was feeling like, yo, I done made it. Like, I'm thinking I'm going to have millions in like 2 weeks. hella green, not even understanding all the bullshit I'm finna go through, how many times I'm finna hit my head going which way, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that was a good time, bro. Real good time.
I would try to keep everybody from having bullshit because we would have set that place. He said he didn't have no goddamn gas money for the bus. He was waiting for them to. We gotta wait for the bank to open. I was like, dude, I'll give you the money so we can get the bus rolling. And when you get the money, give it back to me. Cause we didn't want to be sitting right there. We was in fucking, I don't know where the fuck we was sitting at, but we was sitting somewhere. And he was like, well, I gotta wait for them to send the gas money. I was like, dude, we ain't gotta wait for the gas money. How much you need? And I gave him the gas money so we could get the 618 in St. Louis.
And you know what, too, folks who's listening in, that's what solid motherfuckers do, because I didn't even know that King Scratch did that. So that you ain't always got to show out for the Instagram. If you're doing something nice for somebody, just do good shit, you know what I'm saying, and good shit comes back. That's solid.
Yeah. Everybody
want a fucking cookie, you know what I'm saying? Just be do some good shit. For all the bad shit we've done in our past, even it out.
Yeah, got to balance it out. Man, I'm short right now. You got it.
All right, I'm telling you, I gave up so much. I gave up more money on that tour than I gained.
Yeah.
Shit. Mm. For me, it was the experience. Hey. You know, I was happy to have it, but yeah, I didn't get to get no merch money or nothing. So.
Hey, you remember when we But P. Skitty got left.
Oh, you said what, big homie?
Remember P. Skitty?
Oh boy, I was sitting on the tour bus. Yeah, hey, look, if you're an up-and-coming artist, this is a rule. When you get to the big leagues, unless you got your own tour bus, you cannot sit on the tour bus. And this motherfucker told the bus driver he got irritable bowel syndrome and didn't want to cop to it when it happened. So that's what that's a rule.
Wait,
you can't sit on the bus.
You can't sit on a tour bus. But remember, we left that nigga, and we had to turn around and go again.
But for your listeners, let me tell y'all, don't ever let your ego get in the way. This homeboy over here paid to get on a tour and then wanted to get paid from the promoters. And said he changed his mind and said he wanted to get paid after paying to be there.
The nigga shit on the tour bus, and then we fucked around. We found that shit out. Then we was rolling, and everybody, we trying to count and see if everybody's on the tour bus, right? He wasn't on the tour bus. We done left his motherfucking ass. We had to turn around and pick him up. And then when we got back to 618, he got kicked off the tour, remember?
I do. Yeah. I mean, for asking to get paid. That's why he got kicked off. Hey. And I ain't talking shit on nobody. I'm just speaking facts, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just be a humble artist if you want to come up, unless you got a cult following that's your own. You know what I'm saying? Be fucking humble and don't fuck off connections. Keep relationships with people because you never know. Someone might help you out 10 years later just for being solid to someone from 10 years back.
That's real, man.
I got shouted out on Revolt TV on Drink Champs from a relationship where I had introduced DJ EFN, you know what I'm saying, the co-host of Nori, to Rick Ross at Freeway. And this is 10 years ago, and this gets mentioned 10 years later. So always keep good energy with people. Don't let your ego get in the way, bro.
Yeah, man. All right, man. And you know what was crazy? Because after the whole tour, after they drew down on us And everybody got dropped off at my house, so everybody had to find a way home. Everybody had to find a way home from my house.
Yeah, and no disrespect, but I was trying to get to L.A. That was the last fucking place I wanted to be after being in that fucking tour bus for all that time of driving. We was driving more than we was performing, more than we was traveling. I'm like, man, we done drove across the whole fucking country to do three fucking shows. But it was still a good experience, though.
Man, that's it. But the whole thing about it is because even when the tour bus pulled up in front of my house, I didn't even know RX then was on the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that was a real dope experience. I felt like that was really my entry of the game. So that was before I got on the Emmy-nominated documentary track with Rick and all that. I was just getting my feet wet.
Yeah, yeah. I jumped over the bus. It's about fucking 5-6 motherfuckers on the bus, and we didn't even know they was on the bus. Me and my son and my cousin Horny, we thought that we was going to jump on the bus by ourselves. We got on the bus. It was fucking R-Rex, T-Skinny, Miss Toy, that other girl, I forgot her name.
Oh, what's the old girl? Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You remember the other one?
Hey, shout out to her, though. She real quiet. I forgot her name,
yeah,
too.
She was cool, though. Because
yeah.
I was going to the back of the bus because I was taking my studio to the back of the bus.
Well, you had the right idea.
I seen the cell phone. I was like, who the fuck is on the bus? I didn't know nobody was on the bus until I started taking my studio to the back of the bus. I know I'm supposed to be in the back of the bus. You know, that was my spot. I seen some fucking cell phones.
And so the listeners could visualize when he's saying the back of the bus, it's like a whole big-ass tour bus. We was not on no little shit. We was on, like, one of them $250,000, like, 50-foot buses. So it's like you got a bar area, you got 12 bunks in the middle. You know what I'm saying? You got the bathroom, you got the front of the vehicle, and then you got the back section. It's like a picket spot. Mm-hmm.
The store is in the back of the bus. That's what it is when you go to the tour bus. The stars in the back of the bus, so I'm going back there. I'm seeing a cell phone, pink cell phone. What the fuck is this? You know, everybody got up. I start seeing niggas coming out the bus. I saw RX come out, P-Skinny, Miss Toy here, because they trying to figure out what's going on. I'm like, well, I didn't know. I thought that when the bus pulled up, it was supposed to be me, my son, and my cousins on that motherfucker. And all these motherfuckers come out.
Yeah, man, that was a good time, brother.
It's
going to be a lot more good times. I'm glad you're still doing your thing, bro.
And I'm glad you're doing your thing, too, man. Hey, look, I'm probably trying to plan. What I want was just to get you on it.
Hey, B-Hum, you was cutting up right there.
You probably cutting out. And I'm not. I was trying to get you on it. Stay on it.
I said that one more time, B-Hum, you still cutting up.
I said I want to get y'all on here so we get our crew together. So all get together, and then you can go on and, you know, do your thing. You know, I played that one song. I want to go on today to where we can play songs. I got a couple of more songs. I'll probably throw another one in.
Yeah, no doubt. Real quick, let me slide this in. Big shout out to my homies, AD Empire, man, out of Canada, multi-platinum artists, some of the most incredible artists I've had the opportunity of working with. We got a big album coming out in June. We got Chino XL on there. DJ ESN hosting it. We got San Quinn, the new record, which King Scratch going to spend the night. So, go check that out. The first single is Uno with San Quinn. Like I said, the city's real mayor, San Francisco business, Canada business, bigger business, sir. I mean.
Yeah, man. And like I said, man, I'm glad that you're still in the game, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Let me spend this one, with San Quinn. We have a couple of more minutes to go on and close the show.
Hey, love, bro. I appreciate you having me on the show, bro. And we're going to connect real soon. And I'm going to hit you back that motherfucking that one joint, bro. Like I said, I need a verse on that.
We don't motherfucking figure out what that is. Uno, all right, Peter San Quinn. Here we go. 2-1.
Oh yes, above and beyond, coming to Quinn and the RX nigga, RX King,
hey.
Yes sir, back in the Renaissance situation, let me kick this for you, Renaissance. coming close. Spook you like a ghost, choke you like a noose, sliding like a cheetah, heavy as a moose. Almost at the top, bugging me a boost. Saw you getting juiced, evaporated your hydration. Up top, on D Street where I'm stationed. Embarrass yourself, the way you carry yourself. Uno, dos, tres, bitch, bury yourself. I'm off the ring and no his demeanor like Julius Caesar. Really though, truly a creature, get up close, then I will see you. Number one, here we come, chasing dreams, catch the sun. OG, but just begun to rain terror on everyone. Dreams, I'm selling none, drop nothing but F1. Lyrics blowing up your diamond tester if you test one. Forever the fresh one, brand new with a man's view. Lyrical lover, burn a hole through your nephew. Millions of dollars can't equate to the earthquake. I rattle, I rock, and rise to the first place. Millions of dollars can't equate to the earthquake. I rattle, I rock, then I rise to the first place.
Uno, uno, I'm on one. Two gone, two gone, I'm on one. You know, I'm on one. On one, I'm off way too many, yeah. Uno, uno, I'm on one. You know, I'm on one. Too gone, too gone. I'm on one. On one, I'm off way too many. Uno.
Two brothers,
to stop gang members from demanding payment
to death
from residents trying to park in their own garages.
Texas. Therefore, he's asking the court gone to a Halloween
to ban
party.
The public
left,
use of walkie-talkie pages and
in
cell phones in a five-block
area of North Pasadena. But so far, they have no suspects.
Back in the day, niggas had their territory of war. Now it's 1995 and it's just going too far. Because I'm tired of waking up and hearing niggas die. I even have remorse when there's a murder on the block. Shit, the only reason niggas wear fly shit is to mama while they know to swap me and get at bitches. Tell the truth why y'all is road day. Because they always getting pussy, ain't no need for masturbating. But if we was all big gangsters on the turf, we wear contacts, cocaine white t-shirts, braid ponytails. Mobbing on your mission, let your gang be known. But don't set strip, represent pistol on your side, say fuck po-po. We the hardest motherfuckers hopping up and down for the road. Recline your feet back, smoke a bat, peep the song. If dogs and cats got along, we wouldn't be feeling.
I play this song and he hung up, so I start playing something else. So we get our 4-minute taco. All right, that's my nigga, yeah. Old man. You know, but don't play your last song and then hang up. You stick around, I'll let it play.
Who was singing the hook?
Which one?
On the last song. That was
I Hate You. No, I fucked around. I cut his song off and then I put on I Hate You and You Hate Me. That's my boy DP. That was him singing on it. I Hate You When You Hate Me. That was my boy DP. Demetrius Perry. Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. He hung up. Cut his song short. Then I played something. Then I cut it short because I figured that we need about 2 or 3 minutes just so we could talk amongst each other.
I'm just trying to get it in. I feel like I've been back in this gym, man, trying to get myself back together, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be jumping on like 4 in the morning trying to hit it with the wife before she get to work and shit, so you know.
Oh yeah, get your buff off, man.
Yeah, man,
I know. I gotta do something new, man. Nah, man, I just slide around chairs and drink beer all day, so I know that ain't gonna be no good.
I be thinking about that old ticker, man, because stress is the number one killer, you know what I'm saying? And I be carrying a lot of weight unnecessary on my shoulder, and I gotta learn to stop that shit, you know?
Doing what I do is like I don't have no stress, because if I get mad, I just make a tight ass song.
Right.
I should be so lovely. Yeah. So it just don't mean I let the stress out on whatever the fuck music I make. I love it.
Yeah.
I think stress made me do the best song.
It do. Yeah, for real. Shit. You know what
I mean? I be talking shit like a motherfucker. But yeah,
bro,
we got about a minute left, man. Mm-hmm. I want to thank all y'all for coming out, and you know, even my boy RX, man. That I mean, we got some more to his shit that we didn't even talk about. That nigga, I banged on so many motherfuckers on the tour. It wasn't, you know, the people that was on the bus, but, well, it was a couple of people on the bus I banged on, but, you know, once we got off the bus and, you know, when people think you a bitch-ass nigga, they'll be like, okay, let me show you I ain't no bitch-ass nigga. So what's the most thing we gonna talk about? So, anyway, man, thank y'all for logging in to True West Radio. I got to get to work. I got, like, some tracks in my mind. I still got to see 86 D's track, because he's going to lose his mind when he hear. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. True West Radio, we're about to be out here.